All right, people. I want you guys to ask yourself something. Where was Jesus when black people were slaves for 300 or 400 years? Where was he? Nowhere to be found. And that's a fact. Why do we have religion? Is it to be divided? Is it so that people won't think for themselves? So they won't be open-minded? Why do we go to church? Why do we give 10% of our money? So why do we do these things? Why do we go to church and catch the Holy Ghost? Why every time they do tithes and offering, the pastor says, give all your money to God. How is God getting his money? And how people are not realizing this, these false things. Why do we put our kids through these things? I am so glad I stopped being religious, because it is poisoning to the mind and also to the body. It is poisonous in ways where parents beat their kids because they say the Bible says it's because they love them. Every time a kid does something bad, they get tortured by their parents. It's kind of the same thing with Jesus. He got beaten and tortured. He didn't do anything bad, but he got beaten and tortured for being this powerful being. And something is very fishy with that. Why would a bunch of white men beat another white man? This is weird to me. For me, Jesus had to be black. And Jesus was not his real name. His real name was Yeshua. And he was a prophet. Like any other prophet you guys may have heard of or seen. Such as Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, etc. This is very sad that we, as a people, some of us, still believe in this nonsense. Christians killing other people because they didn't believe in their God. Catholics molesting children and performing oral sex on babies and your God allows this. Your God allows us, black people, to be raped, hung from trees, and beaten, and forced to have sex with our mothers, sisters, fathers, whoever. And God allowed this. While all this is going on, why hasn't God showed up? Or Jesus, should I say? Even the things that's going on today. Black men getting killed by cops. And where's Jesus? Nowhere. Still haven't came down. Still haven't split the sky with 1,000 or more angels. This shit is beyond crazy. I could actually explain more, but I learned so much in the past 2 years. My mind is just scattered with different memories of things I learned. This is a sad world, pathetic world we live in, I live in. We've been lied to so many years, for hundreds and hundreds of years, lied to be controlled. The foods we eat are poison, meat, processed foods, Jack in the Box, McDonald's, anything. Everything you've been eating as a kid and everything the kids are eating today. By the time they're between 40 and 60, they'll be extremely sick or dead. This is what's going on in the world. The weather's being controlled by HARP. HARP is probably the cause of tsunamis and earthquakes. There's a lot of crazy shit going on. And people should wake up. I am not trying to bash anybody's religion. Or make you turn on your so-called God that you call Jesus. But me personally, I can't do it anymore. Believing in a fictional character. Hell, I might as well believe in Harry Potter. And collect all the Harry Potter books and treat them as if they're my Bible. And put a picture of Harry Potter in my house with the sun behind his head. With another picture of Harry Potter down on the cross. This is just really ridiculous. Now, I learned that we were created, black people were created by these supreme alien human hybrid beings called the Anunnaki from the planet Nibiru, known by scientists Planet X. We may have been created by these beings, and they may come back someday. No one knows the time of day. it would be like a thief in the night. And the same thing I just said, no one knows time of day, and it'll be like a thief in the night. It's the same thing they say about Jesus. He'll come back, nobody knows time of day, he'll be like a thief in the night. Now, the same Jesus story goes with the story of horrors in the ancient Egyptian times. The same story, he rose from the dead 3 days later after he was crucified on the cross. Basically, the same thing that you learned in church about Jesus is the same thing that the Egyptians believed in about horrors. They stole, white people have stole everything from our culture, from African culture, and made it their own for hundreds of years. This has affected and still affects so many people. Why would people with such an evil mind do this to us? How evil can you be to create a religion called Christianity? Matter of fact, the whitewashed version of Christianity. Because if you may not knew or know, Christianity started in Ethiopia. And Ethiopia is located in Africa. Same with the swastika. The swastika comes from Ethiopia. All these things that we see today in the government were stolen from Africa. People should really do their research. But I'm damn sure they won't, because they're scared. They're scared to question God. Because if they question God, they may fear that he's not real. Which he isn't, from my understanding. I've never been so grateful to say I don't believe in Jesus. I've never been so happy to not be in church for 3 years, damn near. I've never been so happy to not giving 10% of my money to a fake God that doesn't even exist. It doesn't even need money. This is all just prophetic teachings. This is fucking prophetic. Now, I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in African spirituality. Some may call me an atheist or whatever, but, or conspiracy theorist, whatever. Call me what you want, I could care less. But from my point of view, I believe that we are all our individual God. That we all control this life. That this life is in our hands. Everything we speak comes back to us, no matter if it's negative or positive. This when law of attraction comes into play. our mind, our thoughts are very powerful. That we have to be careful what we think and what we speak. Think negative, you're going to have a negative life. And nothing but bad things will happen. Think positive, you have a positive life. And good, happy things will happen. But I hope you enjoyed this. And this was the first episode of this podcast. And this is not a podcast for the closed-minded. This is a podcast for people with a high level of consciousness. Whoever hears this, whoever listens, I thank you. There'll be plenty more to come after this. Take care. Stay blessed.